This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House said Monday it was too soon to tell whether the aborted rebellion by the Wagner mercenary group and its leader in Russia this weekend will change the course of the conflict in Ukraine or international relations in general. VOA's Anita Powell reports from the White House.
In his first public comments since the end of a short-lived rebellion inside his country over the weekend, a defiant Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday condemned the armed mutiny by Wagner mercenaries and at the same time said he had deliberately let the 24-hour revolt go on as long as it did to avoid bloodshed and that it had reinforced national unity.
This civil solidarity has shown that any blackmail, any attempt to create internal turmoil is doomed to failure. I repeat, we saw the greatest consolidation of society.
Putin did acknowledge there was bloodshed in the weekend rebellion, but blamed it on the Wagner group.
And that is Reuters' Chris Dignam reporting. And at a news conference, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says that the U.S. is still assessing the weekend's fallout.
It's just too soon to know what impacts this is going to have on Ukraine and on Russia, quite frankly, throughout Europe. It's just too soon to know.
Дорогие друзья,
in his first public comments since the...
Meanwhile, the U.S. officials say the Pentagon will announce it is sending up to $500 million in military aid to Ukraine, including more than 50 heavily armored vehicles and an infusion of missiles for air defense systems. The aid comes as Ukrainian and Western leaders try to sort out the impact of the brief weekend revolt against the Russian military. This is VOA News. The United Nations says in Sudan's Western Darfur region, conflict and unrest have sparked sexual violence against women. Many who fled the region to neighboring Chad say that there has been a complete breakdown of law and order, allowing for more attacks on women to take place. Henry Wilkins speaks to survivors of sexual violence in this report from Chad.
The UN has said it is gravely concerned about reports of sexual violence, including rape, against women during the Sudan conflict. Because most investigators and journalists have been unable to access Sudan since the conflict started, it's difficult to know the extent of the crimes. This is important because the UN differentiates between isolated cases of rape during wartime, which is punished in a domestic criminal context, and widespread systemic rape, which is considered a war crime under international law. This could mean leaders of any side that is engaged in systemic rape could be held accountable. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Kafrun, Chad.
Leading UN agencies, including the World Health Organization, warn millions of people in the Greater Horn of Africa are facing ongoing emergencies, including disease outbreaks like cholera, measles, and malaria. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Lisbeth Albrecht, WHO Emergency Incident Manager for the region, reports numerous health problems have arisen from 5 years of prolonged drought. She warns of worsening health conditions in areas affected by heavy rains.
With the impact of flooding, we see these diseases worsening.
Albrecht says WHO is bracing for new challenges as more rain is expected in the Eastern Horn, while drought-like conditions prevail in the west of the region. She says both extreme weather events will reduce access to clean water. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Five people have been killed in a Kenyan border village as concerns grow over increasing attacks in the country. The weekend killings raised a death toll over the last month to more than 30 people, including soldiers, police reservists, and civilians. Kenya has in the past seen attacks carried out by Somalia-based Al-Shabaab militants, but a coordinated operation at the border and inside Somalia had led to decreased attacks until recently. Five cases of malaria have been detected in the United States in the last 2 months. That marks the first time there's been local spread in 20 years. A health alert from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says four cases were detected in Florida and one in Texas. Infected people can suffer fever, chills, and flu-like illnesses. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.